Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today, which means restoring the truth of God in the lives of individuals. Now, in addition to that, we stand for the truth. We go by the Scriptures. We don't follow any traditions of men. And we have a Bible that you need to have. It is called the Holy Bible in its original order. And all of the traditional things that various denominations and churches and theologians have added to the Bible have been removed. And the truth restored. And that's why it is called a faithful version. Because the most important thing concerning a Bible translation is it faithful to the original? Because that's what God wants. Now let's continue on. In segment number 4 of Should We Take the Word of God or the Bible Literally? And as we have seen, most of the Bible is not hard to understand. And in order to understand the more difficult parts of the Bible, you first need to understand the simple parts of the Bible. And the whole Bible is built upon the Ten Commandments. And we have gone through commandments 1 through 5. Now let's come to commandment number 6. Let's read it, Exodus 20 and verse 13. You shall not murder. Now some translations have, you shall not kill. But that is not true. It is you shall not murder. Because you need to go to our segments on God's criminal justice system, and you will see that God is the author of criminal punishment by taking the life of an individual. For certain crimes of certain degrees. Now then, the Catholics have, you shall not kill. Therefore, we don't want to execute any criminals because we are so good. Really? You're disobeying God. You read the ordinances and statutes here, and God says, you shall eliminate and execute those who commit crimes of high degree. So you go to the segments, God's criminal justice system. Let's come to verse number 14, the next commandment. You shall not commit adultery, which is the main commandment which covers all sexual sins, and they are all listed in the Bible, all the way from adultery to fornication to whoredom, to sodomy, to same-sex relationships and marriages. They're all there in the Bible, and we have covered those. We have a whole series on obsessed with sex. We have a whole series on same-sex marriage, so we're not going to dwell much on this commandment because we have covered it many times over. So use the website, Church at Home, and find those series and go through them. Verse 15, you shall not steal. Likewise, we have covered that. Stealing, there are many forms of stealing. The Bible also has various things in there concerning thievery. God says, if you steal, you will repay. So how do you understand You shall not steal. Now, you shall not steal, you take it literally. And it means exactly what it says. And yet today we have a government, and we have, with this terrible thing of Obamacare, we have the so-called navigators who have no background checks, who have no skills in anything, telling people to cheat on their sign-up for Obamacare. So you get subsidies from the government free.
They have, I don't know where it says, it says something about if you smoke or something like that. But I don't really don't smoke. I may
lie because your premiums would be higher.
Okay, okay.
Lie. I always allow my...
Okay. The other stuff I do is like barber, or I'll go and, you know, clean houses and things mm-hmm. like that just to get extra money on the side. But I never filed that type of stuff on my file my taxes.
How long are you supposed to file a percentage of it?
A percent.
On a cash basis.
Okay.
Don't get yourself in trouble by declaring it now.
Exactly.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
Yeah, okay.
Appealing to the lust and greed of human nature. That's stealing. Let's read it. Exodus 22, verse 1. If a man steal an ox or a sheep and kill it or sell it, he shall restore 5 oxen for an ox and 4 sheep for a sheep. Now, if that one thing were employed, don't you think that would cut down on car thievery, motorcycle thievery? And if children were taught growing up, do not steal, rather than have a society that is based on corruption and greed and gambling. Because when you gamble, you are stealing from someone else, because you didn't work for that money.
It doesn't seem possible, but police say this Florida woman blew $14 million playing slot machines, an addiction so strong the thrill of those magic triple sevens landed her behind bars.
Theoretically, she could spend the next couple decades in prison.
Jennifer Dennison had hit the jackpot, winning more than $13 million at this Tampa casino. But she quickly gambled the winnings away, and police say she drained her in-laws' life savings to fuel her addiction.
Ms. Dennison was the one who had basically wiped out their accounts to the tune of over $500,000.
Dennison's father-in-law, Laverne, says she charmed them.
She'd come visit us, bring a dozen donuts. She just got this one bad habit.
It's a bad habit Donna Zaharovitz has fought hard to beat. The mother of four says just one win of $27,000 at the slots was like a drug.
We were the typical family, the Beaver Cleaver family. And then all of a sudden, I was going to the casino more and more. You just chase after the losses.
She lost thousands of dollars and started stealing checks from a friend to cover her debts.
And police say Jennifer Dennison was able to steal from her in-laws because her husband had power of attorney over them, and he trusted her to run their finances. And she would blow up to $250,000 in a day.
Stealing. There are many, many kinds of it, degrees of it. And if you want a real education on how slick the con artists are, you watch the programs on CNBC. American Greed. All right. Exodus 20 and verse 16. You shall not bear false witness. Now, this is particularly in court cases. That's why God says, in the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, everything shall be established. In the mouth of 1 witness, no one is going to be convicted. Now let's take the 10th commandment. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. Lust makes the world go round. Let's come back here to 1 John, the second chapter, and let's see what the world is really all about. And this is the basis of Christmas as well. And this is the basis of getting ahead in this evil world. Lust, covetousness, greed, so you can be a success in this world. But you get a total F from God. And if not repented of, you will lose your life. 1 John 2 and verse 15. Do not love the world, nor the things that are in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now listen to verse 16. Because everything that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pretentious pride of physical life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. Hang that around a Christmas tree. And you understand all the lies, all the lust, all the greed, and understand that that is all against God. Now, why do men do these things? Because they read parts of the Bible and they don't like it. Just like Alan Dershowitz said in an interview concerning profit on Wall Street. What did he say concerning the 10th commandment? He said, obviously, this commandment is obsolete because this is what Wall Street is built upon. Others who believe in free sex say, well, obviously, the commandment against adultery is obsolete and we should not have to obey that. And those who want to lie and cheat and steal, say, well, if we can get away with it, that's just fine. All right? What are they doing? What are they doing when they say these things? Have you ever thought about that? And a lot of people will cheer them, say it's good. Same way with the first four commandments. Oh, well, other religions are just as good as Christianity. Well, Christianity of this world is not the truth of God. They may have some of the truth. You know, it's just like mixing poison in a real delicious tasting drink. The drink itself is good, but the poison is bad. When they're mixed together, the good brings death. Because there should be no poison in the drink, correct? Now let's come to Deuteronomy 4. Let's see God's warning concerning his word. And we will see that that is also contained in the very last couple of verses in the book of Revelation, chapter 22. Right at the end of the Bible. You shall not add to or take away from. So let's read it here in Deuteronomy 4. Verse 1. And now, O Israel, hearken to the statutes and the judgments which I teach you. This is Moses speaking to the children of Israel. And everything that God gave in the law is based upon the Ten Commandments. And a lot of people say, oh, well, we'll keep the Ten Commandments, but they don't. Oh, we want to have a monument of the Ten Commandments, but the court's going to rule it out. All right? Which I teach you. Now, notice, in order to do them. So what I want you to do, I want you to study all of the scriptures concerning the Ten Commandments of God. Now, many of the things concerning the construction of the tabernacle and some of the priest laws and everything, those all come under the first commandment about having no other God before you. Those have been superseded by the ministry of Christ after the order of Melchizedek. And all of those priestly laws were to be in effect until Christ came to bring the spiritual application of the laws of God. And the spiritual application of the laws of God follow right along with the judgments and statutes and ordinances that God gave to ancient Israel in our conduct with one another and in our relationship with God. And Jesus brings out, very importantly, as we will see in easy-to-understand scriptures, that the Word of God is true, and we need to know it. But men like to get rid of some of it here, and some of it there, and some of it over here. Now, we've covered a lot of those, haven't we? So let's see what God says here. If you do them, notice, so that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers gives to you. Notice verse 2, a direct command. But what is it that men like to do? Ignore it. That's why it's written here. It's a witness against them. Verse 2, you shall not add to the word which I command you. Now then, the only one who can add to or take from the word of God is God, because he's the one who has given it. And Jesus raised everything to a higher spiritual level in the New Testament. And you need to think upon that. But in the conduct of our lives in the world, all of these things apply. Neither shall you take away from it. What did we just explain that men like to do? Add to it, oh, we have this tradition. Oh, yes, we took this real nice pagan holiday and we blessed it. Used to come from ancient Babylon, but we're not there now. So we will call it Christmas, and we will call it Halloween, and have the Pope sanctify it.
The one positive thing of Halloween is it does give people an opportunity to meditate upon death, or the things that sometimes people fear, and to just, in a sense, reflect a little bit on our own death, and the opportunity to understand and pray about what that might look like for us.
Isn't that nice? But that is adding to and taking from, is it not? Now notice, the reason you don't add to it and the reason you don't take from it, so that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. Now, come down here to verse 5. Because this becomes very important. Because when this nation, the United States of America, was founded, a lot of people who don't like God called the founding fathers deists. They believed in the Bible. They understood about the problems of the governments of men. They weren't perfect. And all of those who point out their faults, are you perfect? No. But they did use the Bible as the main book of instruction, and because this nation covenanted with God with their Constitution and Bill of Rights, God is holding us accountable to it. Now notice what he says here. Verse 5, behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, so that you should do so in the land where you go to possess it. And you shall keep and do them. Now notice how important that this is. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations. And that's why the United States of America became the premier power in the world. Because, in spite of Sunday keeping, they believed in God enough and they believed in the Ten Commandments enough that the majority of the people were moral. Contrary to what it is today. And now, God is step by step by step taking it away from us because we have turned our back on God. Let's read on here. Which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. And haven't we been that? Yes, we have. Where are we today? Where are you today? What is your life like? What are your children like? Think about it. That's why we have church at home. Because the Christianity of this world has failed. Let's read on. For what nation is so great whose God is so near to them as the Lord our God is whenever we call upon him? And what great nation has statutes and judgments that are so righteous as all this law which I set before you today? Very important, right? Now, a comment was made by an ambassador concerning America when compared to the rest of the world, when we were still a moral people. And he could see the blessings of God in this nation compared to the nation that he came from and who he was the official ambassador to the United States from that nation. And he was asked, what is the difference between the United States of America and the other nations and your nation? And he said, you have God as the head of your nation. Let's read verse 9. Only take heed to yourselves and diligently keep yourself. That's what we need to do. Every day we need to set our course before God by starting out every day with prayer to God. And every day study the Word of God so that we can know the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ. And today, the stakes are not just national blessings living in the land, but the stakes are eternal life, to live forever in the family of God, with the children of God. Think of that. And true Christianity, as we will teach here at Church at Home and have been, and in Christian Biblical Church of God, is an education for eternal life in preparation for the resurrection, which will occur when Jesus returns. Now, what you need to do is also go to the segments that we have, from a speck of dust to a son of God. Why were you born? See, God also gives warning in the New Testament. Let's finish this here. And diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things which your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life. But teach them to your children and your children's children. And that's what we want you to do. That's why we are here. This is why we do not have any politics. This is why you need to find God in your life through the Word of God, through prayer, through study, through repentance. And you need to come to the point where you understand the Word of God so you can be baptized and receive the Holy Spirit. Now is the time that you need to take the time and begin to set your course God's way. And begin to understand the Word of God, Old Testament and New Testament. We are headed for very difficult times. Unless you do come to God the way that you should, you are not going to be able to have any idea what is happening. And if you don't believe me, then go to the home page and download the audio reading of Deuteronomy 28. And think about that. And look at what is happening to us today. We are living in a nation that is coming totally unglued. And the politicians have paralysis of the brain. Paralysis of action, because they have been covered with a stupor of deceit. Likewise with the churches. So please use Church at Home. We're approaching 350 segments on this one website alone. CBCG.org. We have hundreds of sermons. We have hundreds of videos, all to teach the Word of God so you can find God in your life. That's why we're here. Now, you need to download the new booklet, Why Christianity Has Failed in America. You need the book, Lord, What Should I Do? Because you need to get your life going the way that God wants it to go, and you can only do that in the privacy of your own home with your own husband and wife and with your own children, because the world is going not to hell in a handbasket, but to hell in a cesspool. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.